So good to be back at C3 Frio. I have been at Wellard most weeks since, before Christmas. And I thought I'd better come back and share the vision for the year. And I'll be with you every couple of weeks from now on. So that's, I'm encouraged. I hope you are too. No? Only Claire? Okay, I feel rejected. I'll go back to Wellard. Anyway, good to be here this morning. Just trying to load my notes. Don't know what's going on here. It'll come together. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. All right. Can we pray this morning? Lord, we thank you. Why don't we just put our hands out toward God, like we'd like to receive something from him this morning. It's good to do this at home and just to allow God to let him know that you're there and you're persistent. Father, we thank you that you're an amazing God. Lord, we thank you that you have the power and you are all-encompassing. You are limitless, we are limited. And we thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son. And that through that divine intervention, we are now able to be incredibly strong. And I pray, Lord, that as we journey through this year, that we would hear people that would grow stronger and stronger. Not for just ourselves, although that is important because you love us, but also so that we may bring glory to your name. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. So you should have a brochure, everyone. Take the journey. So we will discuss that in a moment. I just want to make sure everyone's got one. If you haven't got one, give me a wave and one of the ushers will give you one. There should be heaps on the seats. All good. All right, let's discuss this morning being stronger. Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their. They will mount up on wings like. They will run and not be. They will walk and not grow faint. Incredible scripture. Good to memorize it. It's a great verse. And so I want to discuss this morning a little bit about eagles to start with. Who likes eagles? Incredible animals, right? God's put on the earth. Incredible birds. And just to give you a bit of context, because I looked this up. Ancient Hebrew culture revered eagles as mighty warriors. They fiercely care for their young. Eagles are quite remarkable birds. They will carry their eaglets to safety away from the threat of predators. Eagles do whatever they can to defend their territory from other eagles. I watched a documentary because I was interested in eagles because of that verse, actually. And one of the, it was ocean eagles, what are they called? Sea eagles. And there was a lot of foliage around the ocean at this particular, in this particular area. And there was this brazen eagle that wasn't in his territory. So you've got mum and dad eagle that's in their territory and sitting in a tree, and then there's this brazen eagle comes into their patch, has the audacity to dive down into the water in front of them, take a fish and try to fly away. It was on. There was this massive brawl in the air. Eventually, mum and dad were able to free the fish. The fish went back into the water and swam away. And then One of the eagles, I don't sure which were the male or the female, grabbed talons with the other, the eagle that was actually intruding into their territory, and they were swinging round and round and round and round and round. They wouldn't let go. They kept their talons locked. They smashed into the foliage above the ocean, and then the other eagle stomped on the intruding eagle. The intruding eagle shook its head and managed to fly off, never to return. Some of you do not think you have the courage to defend what God has given you. And I want to speak this morning into building who you are as a person and your spiritual world and your family world. Because some of you think that you could never be that strong. But I am here to tell you today that with Jesus, you're strong enough. And if you just hold on to God, it's going to get better and it's going to get better and it's going to get easier for you, because the things that you thought were not going to be possible for you will be possible, because faith grows you. And there is a courage that comes inside your heart that is powerful. But you need to hold on to Jesus, because he's the one that makes us stronger. Some of you don't believe that you could rise to new heights in God. But you can. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've got more things coming this year than you think you can believe for. Something like that. Oh my goodness. I'm only just getting warmed up. See, I believe wholeheartedly that God can cause you to be lifted to where you do not presently think that you can go. All of us have a bad day. All of us have probably bad weeks. If we have a bad year, we're in trouble. But God's still with us. And if we hold on to God, we will get through. And we will get stronger and we will grow. And so, God's desire is for you to become stronger in him, soaring high on his wings. Eagles are also known for their strength and courage in dangerous and turbulent weather. They soar high above the storm clouds to safety. And God can take you through anything when you allow him into your world and the challenges that you are facing. So in some ways, we get stronger by letting go and allowing God into our world. Can we do that this year, church? In Exodus 19:3, the Bible talks about Moses going up the mountain and he ascends to Mount Sinai a number of times. The commentators say it's at least 8 times he goes up. Because who knows, when you're dealing with people, there tends to be some problems. Some of you are laughing. Anyway, so Moses went up to God. So he climbed the mountain. He went to be with God. And Moses ascended up Mount Sinai to meet with God. There is an upward trajectory. Pastor Charlie, thank you. Good to have Pastor Charlie back from holidays. Helen here. Awesome. An upward trajectory. I can't say it. I can normally say it. That thing, upwards. A pathway upwards. There you go. Trajectory. That's it. Okay. And once you and I, like Moses, have met with God, can anyone decide with me today that we can meet with God? And stick with him. Stick with him, hey, Blammer? Through the rough times. Stick with him. And so, you're always going to be on an upward trajectory. Can't get it out, can I? If you stay with him. Because who knows that God's nature is not the same. You can't stay the same if you just hold on long enough. Sometimes God wants to know if we're actually for him. And so just stick with him. And you'll see the glory of God come into your life, the blessing of God come into your life. And once you and I, like Moses, have met with God, we are able to have clear direction and answers for our world. And so, if you have your brochure, the discipleship journey that leads you upwards, and let's put it on the screen as well, discipleship journey that leads you upwards, closer to God. So this is the green side, all right, your discipleship journey. And so you can see there that I have strong, stronger, and strongest. And I've also crossed out, or we have crossed out, discipleship and put serving. And there are a few reasons for that, which I will get to. First of all, I think that every disciple should be endeavouring to get closer to God. Amen? And so there is an upward trajectory toward heaven, toward our God. We should be looking up. We shouldn't be downcast all the time. If God is for us, who can be? And so there's a whole lot of things here that we need to be heading upward toward heaven. And so you can see there that there is an engine at the bottom of the mountain, and it's a train engine. And it's if you have you're the engine's strong. And I just want to say that if you have Jesus with you, if you've just made a decision for Christ in your life recently, that you're stronger than you were the day before you did. And you can call on Jesus and he's there with you. And you may be on a journey and your capacity might not be the same as some other people, and you may not have some of the experience that other Christians have, but you're still strong enough because God has in your life, and that is very, very helpful. And so for Lisa, who's doing Alpha, leading Alpha after, if you want to get closer to God, make sure you do Alpha. It's a part of being strong. So we're all got the same foundation, growing together. And so we also have YLE 1, which is Your Leading Edge 1. We have a leadership course. Your Leading Edge 1 is fantastic because it's helping you how to get to know God better and your devotional life. And so and then the second train engine has a carriage attached, and so you've progressed in your faith journey and you are becoming stronger in God. And you know you are stronger because your capacity has increased. And things that used to bother you, they don't seem to bother you anymore because your faith has grown, and so the things that used to be a problem, they're just not anymore. And so this stage is where you work on your emotions and you bring into line the Word of God in your life. And this area also is where you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And obviously this is an organic thing. It doesn't all happen all in a line like this. But there's certain principles that help you grow in your faith. And so you have a normal prayer life, and then when you have the power of the Holy Spirit and you're able to speak in God's language and speak in tongues, your prayer life goes to a whole nother level. There's no doubt about it. Corinthians 14, God edifies you when you speak in his language. And so that's a powerful thing to help you. And then you can pray in the Spirit in areas that you didn't think you could, because God gives you words that you weren't in your head. Amazing power that God has for us. And so, transformational leadership. I generally teach this one on the difference between ministry and leadership. And then there's the third train engine. And before I get to the third train engine, we're all disciples. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're a disciple. All right? So we're all disciples and we're all heading on a journey upwards. And we should be endeavouring to get closer to God, every one of us, yes? So that's number one. The reason I put a line through it is I thought, because the truth is that some people, and this is the same everywhere and it's the same in every business, every organisation, this is the 20-80 principle, 20% of the people actually have more, seem to be able to do more than 80%. And so what I'm saying here is that all of us should endeavour to actually grow stronger and serve more, but through whoever, whatever your DNA is, or some people simply are able to have more passion or be able to have, because of who their makeup, how God's made them, they are able to be able to lead more things than other people. That doesn't disqualify you from being a disciple. It should you should never compare, because we are on a trajectory, all of us, toward heaven, toward God. Amen? And so, and yet, we know that there are some people that actually hold the church more than others. They have an ability. It's like a God-given gift. And that's really important. And so, to keep church humming. So there's no stopping a disciple who is firmly planted in the house of God and who really wants to progress in their life through waiting on him. No? Say yes for me. It's fantastic. Gee, you're quiet this morning. All right, so, and then I've got a picture of a book, The You, The Leader. Thanks, Conrad. I've got actually, we've not only got Alpha afterwards, we've got Ministry Training Group, which I'm leading, and we do this at both locations, and today's the first one for this year for the Ministry Training Group. And You, the Leader, is a fantastic, if you're in any kind of key leadership, I am assuming that you have either got this, you've read this book, because it's a key for all of us to grow in our leadership and just get the principles of who we are and the culture of C3. And so Exodus 19:3. And the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, this is Moses, God called Moses, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. So, I carried you on eagle's wings. I carried you on eagle's wings. I carried you. Now, this is in reference to God talking to all the Israelites saying, I carried you away from the Egyptians. I carried you away from all that oppression. I carried you away from that sin in your life. I carried you away from those troubles in your life. I carry you away from those things that are trying to hurt you. I carry you on eagle's wings. And if he can do what he did for the Israelites and open the Red Sea, then he can do a miracle for you and I. And so I carried you on eagle's wings and I brought you to myself. He is our source of deliverance today. And Lord, I thank you that you are going to be releasing your power over people's lives in our house, in our church, and there's going to be great stories of who you are in our life. You're our deliverer, Lord. I look to you. And so there are four P's. If we turn over the brochure to the purple part, if it is purple, apparently I'm a little bit colorblind. A PowerPoint, prayer. First of all, wait on the Lord. Second, our pathway, our discipleship journey, which I've just explained a little bit to you. Three is pure. I brought you to myself, which is all about the Word of God. And four, physical, which is diet and exercise. I thought I might get a few more laughs or something. So, four P's. What are they? Prayer, pathway, pure, physical. Okay, so let me talk about the word for a little bit before I get into one of the points a little bit more. I brought you to myself. I brought you to myself. His word will keep you grounded. I brought you to help yourself this morning by allowing the word of God to go into your life every day. Having pure thoughts comes because we read the word of God and watch some of the things we watch and don't watch and other things as well. Okay, so his word will bring light to you. It's positive, it's faith-filled. If we don't have the word in our life, it gets negative real quick. And so Connect groups focusing on the Bible. Emma and Graham Vert has a Bible study connect. Marion and Sean down at Wellard have a Bible connect. And I also want to show you, because some of you may not be aware of this, let's put up the screen, the devotion slide. So we have devotions every day. Who's reading in the devotions that Pastor Nigel puts up most of the time? So who'd like to know how to get on there? All right, so a few of you would like to know how to do that. Please, Claire, give everyone a wave. It's up there via Facebook, www.facebook.com/, what is it, C3 Fremantle, and via Instagram. C3, is that at C3 Fremantle? At C3 Fremantle, that's easy. So Instagram, just at C3 Fremantle, and you'll immediately be connected with our devotions. And that will help you. It'll help you every day just with a short little message from our church. So start your own Bible program in 2020. They're so easy these days. We can use, let's put up the next slide, we can use YouVersion, which is the Bible app. And so we actually helped a number of people in our Connect group this week, actually, because some of them are a little bit technically challenged, like me. And so Avina helped out a few people. And so now they are able to do more than they could. And they're actually able to, a couple of them said they now listen to the Bible online. You can drive in the car and listen to the Bible. That's cool. You didn't be able to used to do that in the old days. You used to have to buy the whole thing. And now it's just online. It's there immediately. So it's really cool. So you can get onto that as well. So Isaiah is explaining to us that as we remain faithful to God, we will gain eagle characteristics. So can we all endeavor to have eagle characteristics in 2020? So eagle's wings, it's a saying. And it was a figure of speech commonly used to attribute these characters to a person. And these characteristics are, they were fiercely protective of their own. We look out for one another. Come on. We look out for who? Especially those of the household of? We look out for one another. Courageous throughout the storms of life. I'm going to rise above this thing. I know that Jesus is going to be with me through it. Prepared to fight for what is theirs. These are eagle characteristics. I'm not going to let an enemy take what God has given me. Say it with me. I'm not going to let an enemy take what God has given me. Yes? What has God given you that you know that God has particularly given you? And there are things that the enemy tries to do to take our eyes off of the prize or heaven. And it can get difficult at times. We all go through this. Might be our kids having a hard time. It might be, you know, our husband. No, it's never the husband. Might be the wife. No, it's never the wife. All right. And you know what I mean? There's always stuff. Don't allow what God has given you to be robbed. Fierce. Eagles were fierce protectors of what God has done. We should fiercely protect our family. We should fiercely pray for things until we see a different result. We've got to get some backbone and be a people that actually, you know what? That little thing's not going to, it's not going to pull me down. I'm rising up. And that's why we have connect groups, so that we can help one another too, right? All right. Isaiah says they shall mount up with wings of eagles. It literally means you are going to ascend up and over a boundary. That's what it literally means. Who'd like to ascend up and over a boundary in 2020? Come on. Can we believe together? Yes, Lord. Because I know this, I've been waiting on God about this. And I know that some of you have areas of your life that you just think, I don't know what to do. Well, you know what? Andrew and I are in the same category. We're human. We all have stuff. But I also know that as we corporately rise up together, that there is a power that can bring such a unity in the Spirit that can blow up stuff in our lives. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that we're going to overcome obstacles in 2020. And very importantly, when we mount up in Him, because there's another mount up. Mount up. Say it with me, mount up. Mount up. Okay, so when we mount up, I'm not talking about horses, although that could work. We accumulate. So when we're in Him, we accumulate. There is like a, you know, like there's like a savings account. There's extra grace going in every time we mount up. Every time we wait, those who wait on the Lord will mount up on wings like. And so every time we wait on God, every time we pray, every time we're reading God's word, every time we're connecting together, every time we have a vision for God, every time we lift up and go, I don't know what to do, God, but you do. We're mounting up. And then when we do have a really rough patch, we're not actually too worried about the rough patch, because we have His grace already by our side and we can conquer that thing. So when you're having a good time, when things are going well, don't think you can stop mounting up. It's the time where you need to actually get reserves in God for when you have a little bit of trouble, because who knows that we live in a broken world and trouble's around the corner. It's just the reality. But I'm so grateful that we have a Lord that's going to get us through. And so wait on the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, wait on the Lord. Not sure we're going to get through all of this, but we'll start. Those who... Whoa. Did you fall asleep, Dave? Those who wait on the Lord will renew their... So our greatest weakness is going alone. I watched this, well, Andrea watched it first, and then I had a look at it myself. It was on SBS. I don't tend to watch SBS much, but anyway. Let that go through to the keeper. So there's this sailor in a movie on SBS called The Mercy. And long story short, he said he had made it around the world, but actually he was out floating around in the ocean somewhere, but he fabricated all his coordinates. He gave the race overseers these coordinates of where he knew he should have been, or one of the quicker ones, but he never sailed there. He said he'd traversed Cape Horn, but he hadn't. And part of the race was that you weren't allowed to stop on land. Well, his yacht actually got some water in it, and it was going to capsize, so he stopped on land, but he didn't tell them. And he continued to give them coordinates. And before all this happened, the race coordinators and the people that had funded him the money, some of his mates had funded him a lot of money to do the race. And he said, look, they said, the boat's not ready, you can't go. And he says, yes, I'm going. Who knows, you should listen to others. Pride tends to get the best of us when we go it alone. And rather than come home to England, the sailor, and face his family and friends, he had three young children. He had forked up the funds for the trip and he committed suicide at sea. True story. We have a God we can communicate to. And we have a church that can help one another. If the people of God can't help one another, who can? And I think that if we can do this together and go stronger together and communicate with God, some of the things, because who knows that we can all go down that path like this sailor, if it, but God in our life. And we have a God we can communicate to. And we need one another to stay strong. I think you saw a video last week of the geese in V formation. And they all go, uh-uh, because I've got your back, I've got your back, I've got your back. You're right there, you're right where you need to be. And Moses had an extreme amount of patience with Israel as he led them for four decades in the wilderness. And although he did not live in the promised land with them, it was his walk with God that kept them sustained and their eventual freedom. We don't know what God can do because we are strong in God and how many people we can help. And so, you know, some other guys in the Bible, there's so many. I love these three guys. They're sort of underwhelmed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What do they have in common with what we're talking about today? Well, they weren't going to let go of God. They fiercely defended who they were and what they stood for. And God walked with them in the fire. That's incredible. And so, Lord, I thank you today that you're with us. And you've given us so many examples. And so those who wait on the Lord, you know, there's so many people in the Bible that waited on the Lord that God's given strength to. And one of the things we're doing this year was we're having prayer. We've opened prayer up for everyone at 9:30 a.m. in the auditorium right here on the stage. So if you'd like to join us every Sunday morning, come to church early, grab a coffee on the way in. Let's pray together. Those who wait on the Lord will. And I'd like to see salvations and new people joining. If we're praying together, then we've got to get stronger. So that's part of what we're doing this year. And so I think we have the a PowerPoint for that, I think. So let me just... The fourth P, if the music team could come up, that would be awesome. Even the strongest person is going to have their day when they need help. Or they say, I just can't do it. And it's best to recognize that we have inadequacies, whoever we are. And best to recognize we need his help with areas of our own life. And so Lord, I'm believing that as we come into 2020, Lord, that as we journey toward you, as we go upward toward you, as we have a pathway that leads up to heaven, I pray, Lord, for every single person here. I pray there would be a power that comes on your life, on my life, that will help us journey to a whole new level of faith. And that wherever we are in our faith, we will grow stronger. In Jesus' name. The people of God said, before we finish up, just quickly, I'll talk about this more this year, but the fourth P is physical. We want to give you some help this year on what to eat and drink. None of you sound that excited about that. Because who knows that if you've got longevity spiritually and you're fantastic and yet physically you're not there and you get to heaven and God goes, you're not supposed to be here yet. I had more for you to do. Stop eating all those hamburgers. So we're going to talk about output and input. Helpful, right? Don't allow your input to be a lot greater than your output. So exercise is a key part of staying healthy. So we're going to talk about that this year as well, later in the year. Who's looking forward to that? Seriously, regardless of all that stuff, and it's all important, right? And we can help one another with all these things. The secret is waiting on the Lord. Can we stand on our feet? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Word of God says. Why don't we lift our hands? Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father, that I'm going to allow you more into my life. Prayer, pathway, pure, physical. Lord, I'm on board. I'm on board for 2020. Father God, I pray that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary, grow and not walk and not be faint. So Father God, we ask today that you would start a transformation of your power in our life. And as we sing this song, that we would submit to your way over our way, and that we would be a people that would live above our circumstances and allow you to make us strong. Oh, Shababa, Sinabala, let's sing.